Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to inform you about our activities in our Nuclear Power Plant Research Institute Vuje in Slovak Republic. My name is Branislav Hatala, and I am Director of Nuclear Safety Division, Research and Development, and thank you for inviting me, and it's my great honor to present our services for MPP, and because we are nearly 45 years in nuclear market. we are providing the services for a whole phases of a cycle of a power plant, and we are providing services on a turnkey for EPC contract. It means from the feasibility study, pre-design analysis, through the realization of the end of the construction and installation. And we are developing the safety documentation, providing the personal training, and we are preparing the staff for a control room. And also we are active in the last phase of the power plant life cycle, which is decommissioning. Nowadays, we are dismantling the big components from the primary circuit of the V1 unit in Mochovce, in Bohunice, sorry. our special activities are focused on a high voltage grid. We are providing the services for grid operator, modernizing the grid, and components of the grid's replacement of power lines, design elaboration, and project management. Here we can see the organization structure of our company. And as I mentioned, I'm director of Nuclear Safety Division, which is also in research and development. We have other diagnostic division for nuclear components, engineering services implementation, personal training, radiation safety decommissioning, and radioactive waste management, and as I mentioned, electric grid control and new builds. I will focus on nuclear safety because I'm representing this division, and our activities are focused in development of licensing documentation for currently operated units and for new builds, and we are performing comprehensive safety assessment of nuclear installation, safety enhancement of the units, deterministic and probabilistic analysis for nuclear power plant, developing an emergency planning and preparedness, commissioning of nuclear power plants. And our research activities are focused on research and development of Generation 4 gas cooled fast reactor demonstrator Allegro, and also on development small modular reactor David, which development is financed and managed by Czech company Czechatom. Now I will focus on our interesting projects focused on the, for new builds and representing our activities on the new NPP build. One is a development of the licensing documentation for siting of new NPP, completion of Unit 3 and 4, and the commissioning of the Unit 3. I have to say, and maybe you are informed, that the commissioning of Unit 3 was finished previous week, and it is currently operating at a full power. And after submission to regulatory body, all documentation describing the performed test during the physical energy startup, and approving these documents by a regulatory body, the commercial operation will start. I think it will take 3 or 4 months when the commercial operation will take place at the Unit 3. For Mochovce Unit 3, we develop all needed licensing documentation, perform some design modification according to the new safety requirements, and we deliver some individual equipment and perform qualification of components installed in the nuclear islands. And now I will focus on the new build. In the, maybe you are not informed, but in Slovakia, new build of MPP is managed by Company S, which is Jadrová energetická spoločnosť Slovenska. Owner of this company is a Czech company and Javis. And Javis is a state-owned company responsible for radioactive waste management and decommissioning of nuclear facilities in Slovakia. This activity is not very well promoted, maybe due to political reason, because our previous government was not keen to nuclear at the beginning, but after 2 years they changed of mind and realized that the nuclear is very important in energy mix. Currently, the technology is unknown, but we defined that it will be pressurized water reactor with 1200 megawatt electric output. And I will go briefly through all these steps for a new build and our capability for this activity. And the first important step is a site selection. In Slovakia, we have two nuclear sites. One is Mochovce and second one is Bohunice. And for this new MPP is proposed the Bohunice location. Next one is the feasibility study, which contains the detailed financial and time analysis and selection of applicable technologies for MPP. And the next step, which is already done, is a development of environmental impact assessment. And the last step is for site selection is development of documentation defined by our regulatory body. Here we can see all list of documents which is required by our regulatory body. First was is initial safety analysis report, decommissioning plan, report about the radioactive waste and spent fuel treatment, intention for the physical and technical solution for a nuclear installation, requirements on quality of nuclear installation, propose the boundaries of nuclear installation and size of emergency planning zone and an environmental impact assessment, but also potential impact assessment of the environment on a nuclear installation. I think it is similar as was mentioned in Finland, that in principle this is no big differences. For initial safety analysis report, for the description of technology, we assume that this envelope approach was used, but it is important only important part for in this phase is mainly site characteristic is a chapter 4, and other chapters are a list of requirements what new technology should fulfill. It is a perfect background for development of licensing documentation because there is a describe all requirements according to our national law and our national requirements of a regulatory body, and which should the licensing documentation fulfill when somebody will follow these rules, which is inside in each chapter. It should significantly speed up the licensing process of the new technology. Next one is a report on the method of the decommissioning, also is according to the national policy, national program, and the management of the spent fuel and radioactive waste management in Slovakia Republic. Document initial report about the treatment. This document contains the description of radioactive waste management activities in nuclear facility covering all radioactive waste management activities and the storage of the spent fuel. This is a special part of our requirement. The subject of this project intention plan is to document the condition what there were established as a starting point for preparation of the new build in order to ensure the fulfillment of all requirements of Slovak regulation as well as relevant accepted recommendation. Next one is the quality requirements. It's nothing new. Next one is a definition of the boundaries of the nuclear installation, size of the emergency planning zone, and we have to define this emergency zone. And the last one is a review of environmental impact assessment and what is new, and we have to add how the assessment the impact on the of the surrounding environment on the new installation. It means interaction of both sides, how the power plant influenced the environment and how environment influenced the nuclear installation. And here we can see the results. It was quite a lot of documentation which was already submitted to our regulatory body. And now we are discussing with the regulatory body and they prepare some comments and we have this process started in the 15th of February this year, and for this we have a 1 year to fulfill all requirements from regulatory body. And this is illustration picture of the definition main standards which should be fulfilled. And then I want to make some notes connection to the question was at the previous discussion about the small modular reactors, how we are able to license small modular reactors. And in principle, we have to say there is no difference up to now between licensing a big power plant or small modular reactor. We have to fulfill all these requirements, starting for the fundamental safety principles and so on. Their modification and some obstacle is that our staff are not prepared because some new technical features and a new passive system and so on. But and we have to persuade the regulatory body that the passive system will be working, and for this purpose we have to have some special test facility and independently review whether this proposal is correct or not, or whether it is working or not. But this is a main obstacle, not the legislation. Up to now, we have to say that legislation in Slovakia or Czech Republic is ready for every type of reactor, we can say, in principle. But problem is whether a research institute like UJV or VUE will be ready for simulation of severe accident, for small modular reactor, or specific accident new ward or new scale and so on, because it's not so easy as it was mentioned by Pavel Kral, that for this licensing purpose you have to have some validation, not only the code, but also input leg, also the user. And this procedure is not so easy to perform, whether for this nuclear facility you are ready to perform a reliable safety analysis for the licensing purpose. And the other step, as I mentioned, that in our documentation we prepare a list of requirements which should be fulfilled, and is very important step for a vendor of new technology which is coming to the Slovak or Czech market to fulfill all requirements, because this way we can speed up the process of the licensing. If you fulfill all requirements, there is a much more easier go through the licensing process, because if something is missing and you have to add the process, is never ending. And this is the main cause of delay of in licensing process from my point of view, and also the staff who will be able to read it, not the licensing procedure as it is. I think at the moment is quite imperfect or good. Now I will continue, and here also is an example about the processes for licensing processes. For each phase, we need a specific licensing documentation. I was speaking about the citing, that the old documentation was prepared by our institute for the first phase. But I proudly can say that our institute is able to fulfill licensing documentation in all phases, which we can see up to the commissioning, because as I mentioned, we are working on the commissioning of Unit 1 and through of V1 in Bohunice. During the operation, after some significant modification is needed, some safety documentation, or when we change the fuel, it means that in the operation phase, and we start with the siting, it means that also we have experience with this first phase. I think that also in Czech Republic, because only the commissioning phase is missing now. We have experience with this. This is just illustration about the licensing procedure and our activities. And I will continue with other interesting topic, which is commissioning of the unit 4 after a long time for constructing. It's also a never-ending story, but we succeed this successfully. As I mentioned, the previous week on Friday was finished the trial run, and now we are working on documentation which should be submitted to the regulatory body. In the frame of commissioning, we perform the following activities. First one is a preparation of a commissioning documentation. For each test, we have to prepare the plan. Performs inactive and active test. Evaluation of these tests. We have a special group, which is a scientific leaders of commissioning and special technical support and consultancy. And the first phase was the physical test. Up to 2% of nominal power, and then we continue with a power commissioning test. It means that it has two phases. From each phase, we have to prepare final documentation for regulatory body. Physical test contains of the following activities, like checking of the core loading, reaching the first criticality, control road efficiency measurement, board acid efficiency, and neutron flux measurements, system calibration, and so on. Everything which is focused on the core and below 2% of nominal power. Next one, we continue with power commissioning. The aim is to demonstrate of the capability of MPP to work safely and compliance with design in a normal condition and after anticipated operation test. And tests are focused on thermal, hydraulic, dynamic test, and inspection and calibration of the measurements. During the startup test, we have a special group. There's a scientific commission leaders, and they provide independent support to the operator and ensuring the nuclear safety in processes of preparation, implementation of nuclear power plant unit commissioning. And their role is the independent unit inspection, assessment of the selected operational and commissioning documents, inspection of NPP unit equipment and documentation readiness for individual and commissioning test. At the final stage, they performed a summary evaluation of the commissioning, including some recommendation for operators. And here we can see the list, which a list of units which was commissioned by our team. In principle, we can start with Bohunice Unit 1 from 1978 till now. We are working on it. But here we can see, if we are checking the time, that based on experience from Slovakia, Bohunice, there was started four units. We continue with a startup test in Dukovany, and the unit four was the fastest startup because we have experience and a lot of knowledge and competence. But nowadays we can see that this is missing because originally the plan was for 4 months startup test, and it took more than 1 year from first core loading. And here is the list of our power plants currently in operation and in construction. Okay, thank you for your attention.
Okay, are there any questions?
Okay, thank you. Very short one. How long did it take to finish, or start from start to finish, the last power plant in Mochovce?
40 years. 40 years.
40?
Your institute is well known as a developer and supplier of full scope simulator. I am interested in this type of simulator for Mochovce 3-4, and are you supplier of it?
No. Supplier, I don't know who was supplier. Andre, you know? For your simulator for unit 3 and 4.
Yeah. The moment the severe accident module is delivered by us. But the core of the simulator three and four is delivered by Anger Company, and I'm not able to remember.
Coris?
Siemens?
No. And nowadays we have a service contract.
Like I think that the name is changed a little, but GSE. Thank you.
Concerning that simulator, we construct new simulator for Unit 3 and 4 at Bohunice. No, only for Bohunice and for Mochovce 1, 2 and 3, 4, there is two different simulators.
My question is, are you participating also on the construction of Mochovce 4, and what is the timetable for commissioning?
Yes, okay. We have a contract for Unit 3 and 4, and according the new schedule, the first core loading was announced that it will be 19th of the March 2025. It means that the next year in September we'll start non-active test.
As a public proceeding of our endless discussion regarding Mochovce 3 lesson, what do you consider as the most essential lesson with the most valuable impact for the future?
Yeah, it was already discussed, the personnel and knowledge transfer, the how to get the new staff who will be able to fulfill very scientific role during the startup test, how to manage the knowledge transfer during the whole process, because it's not so easy to find very well educated people in these processes. And we realized that during the startup test, that small or let's say minor modification at unit 3 was the cause of the lot of problems because the operation experience is missing. It means that the operation experience and knowledge transfer is a big issue for a future, for the continuation. As I mentioned, that when we perform startup tests for Bohunice and then continue for Dukovany, it was based on experience, and this experience from startup tests from unit to unit was increasing, and this processes was much more faster. And when we are speaking about the small modular reactors, this is the same situation. Operation experience is missing, construction experience is missing, and this is a crucial point how to fast and speed up the process of construction or commissioning tests and so on. And we realize that the knowledge is missing, and we are losing the competence and the knowledge. And this is important point from the startup test of Mochovce Unit 3, that we have to work on the propagation of this technology, work with students and hire young staff, and continue with this activity, because when we stop it, we can lose this knowledge, and the knowledge transfer is really important and experience in these processes. And one sentence concerning this startup, it means that the average age of our staff who was performing was nearly more than 60. It means that we have one guy, everybody knows you, Mr. Stefan Rohar, who was commissioning all units in Czechoslovakia, from Temelin, Dukovany, and Bohunice. He started his activity and a career in reactor A1 in Slovakia, and then continue. He is still with us, and he still is working with us, and his experience is very rich, and this is an important member of our team. But this is rather very old, and this is a cause of the problem for the future.
I have one short technical question. You have mentioned that your initial safety analysis report has been done for envelope parameters.
Yes.
Could you say what were parameters of installed power?
1,200 It was defined as a dimension for this. Mm-hmm. Not so big, similar like in Dukovany.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, there are no other questions. Thank you so much.